We are learning Sechlis Brachas Daf Samach Aleph Amad Aleph. We are beginning on top of the Amad. Ba'am Rav Huna Amar Rav Meshim Rameyel Oilom Yu Dvarov Shel Adam Mu'atav Ve'akarish Baruch Hu. A person always should talk a little less Ve'akarish Baruch Hu. Shunem is in the Pasuk. It's a Pasuk in Keheles. Al Tevahel Al Picha Ve'libcha Yemar Lohitzi Dov Al Pnei Olikim. Shouldn't talk a lot. Ki Olikim Ba'ashamayim Ve'ata Al Oretz. Hashem is Hashemayim Yon on the ground. He knows what you want. Therefore, your words should be, you know, so many words. The Marshal explains talking about someone who is in a paronius and he's in Bitsar. You shouldn't overdo it. Don't overdo it. Hashem knows what's best for you and Hashem knows what's going on. All you have to do is daven and don't overdo it and be too much busy davening the whole day. That's what it says in the Marshal. So, Dora Dorosh of Nachum Bar Chista, my dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, when Hashem created Adam, it says, "Vayitzer Hashem alikim es Adam ofa min Adama." It says two yuds. Why does it say two yuds? Shnei yudim to teach us shnei yitzrim. This is according to Rav Nachman Bar Chista's drasha. It says that two yuds are teaching us shnei yitzrim barakaris baruchu. The Eibishter created two yitzers in a person. Echad yitzer toiv, ve'echad yitzer hara. One yitzer toiv, yitzer hara, and that's what the vayitzer. Represents this word Yitzhak represents the Yitzhahara, and the two yods are two Yitzhahara and Yitzhatayv. Maskel of Nachman Yitzchak, Hekser, that's Pshad and Vayitzar, Elamiata Behemod, Lexiv Be Vayitzar, doesn't say the word Vayitzar there, less La Yitzhar, I mean, he doesn't have a Yitzhahara, Vakachazinon, the Maskel of Nashcho Bata. You see that it does have a Yitzhahara, because you see it bites, it kicks, and it's Mazik. So, heck, you say that. Vayetza means Yetzahara, so where's the Yetzahara by the Behema? Where's the Yetzahara by Behema? It should say Vayetza by Behema. So as Machlokes Mashar Rashash exactly how to learn over here, Mashar learns that there's no Yetzah Toiv for Behema, just the Gemara's Kash is, it should say Vayetza over there, it should say Vayetza by Vayetza without the two Yuds, it has only Yetzahara. And according to the Rashash, the question is that it should say L'chaira has a Yetzahara, Yetzatayv. So the question is, that L'chaira, what's pshat by Behema? The question is, by Behema, L'chaira, you see it has a Yetzahara, so it should say Vayitzer with two yods. That's what it should say. According to Rashash, and speaking of Rashash, he holds that Behema does have a Yetzatayv, because he says, Rashash says, that you see it's chayrish, and it does malacha. So you see, Behema has a Yetzatayv. And we know it has a Yetzahara, like the Gemara says, it kicks, and a mazik. So there also to say two yuds. If the two yuds represent the two yitzrois, Dr. Rashash, by behemoth you have two yuds also, because you see as a yitzah toiv and a yitzah hara. So that's how Rashash explains the Gemara. So Elamai, it's not pshat in two yuds by yitzah. What is pshat? He slugs it up because of this. It can't be as pshat in the yitzah. What is pshat? Like Shimon ben Pazi. The Omer of Shimon ben Pazi, the two yuds represent something else. It represents oiloi mi yitzri. That a person has to be careful. If he listens to his Yetzahara, then you have to be worried about Hashem, our Creator. Hashem is not going to be happy with us. And if we listen to Hashem, it's hard for us, the mice, we have a lot of nesyonos, because he drives us crazy. So therefore, Vayitza means Hashem created the Yetzira, that it's never so easy for a person. It's not supposed to be easy, that's why he gets schar. But because either he has to worry about Hashem, or he has to worry about his bad harurim that he has to fight against. That's one pshat. The reason why it says two times yud, do pratsufim bara karish baruch hu ba'adam arishon. Hashem created Adam arishon with two faces, like a Siamese twin. Shenema ochor v'kedem sartani. That I created, it says in the pasuk, that Hashem created, pasuk tilim, Hashem created a front and a back. So it sounds like the face in the front, the face in the back, and that's what Vayitzer, two yuds, represent the du partzufim that Hashem first created Adam and Chava together as one attached person, and then Hashem cut them in half and made Adam and Chava. Zokta Gemara Vaitem. I want to have heard, I don't know if it's a good pshat, but you know, we know it's something called Siamese twins. Zachaira, Ein Chodosh Tachas HaShomesh. We had Hashem create new things. Teretz is because at the beginning of creation, it was created such a thing. And then Hashem separated them. So could be that's the Makar. I don't think it's a kash of the whole pshat, but you know, that's what I want to have heard. Okay. Zokta Gemara Baita. It says in the Pasuk, Vayiven Hashem Elikim Esatzela. It says, Hashem built the tzela and made it into a isha for Adam. Now Rashi in Chumash teaches tzela to mean a rib, but this Gemara has two other pshatim. Rav Shmuel, Chadam Apartzuf, that Hashem built the tzela means the partzuf, the face that was chava that was attached. Hashem made that into the isha. V'chadam Azonav. And one Mandima says that Adam Rishon had like a zonav, like a tail, and he cut that tail off and made that into isha. So the Gemara Vishnu Mandima parts of Hainuchsiv Achor Vekedem Sartoni. If you learn it was a parts of Hashem built a parts of, that's why it says in the pasuk Achor Vekedem Sartoni, a front and a back, and that's Pshat this pasuk. We understand what it means. El Mandima zonav, that there was never created, Adam and Chava attached. It was not how it was created. It was first Adam with a tail, and Hashem built the tail into Chava. So what's Achor V'Kedem Tzartani? My Achor V'Kedem Tzartani? So Gemara, it's a whole different drasha, because Rav Ami. Then Rav Ami, Achor L'Maseh V'Reishis, the Gemara has explained this drasha, Om Rav Ami, Achor L'Maseh V'Reishis, V'Kodom L'Peronius. What does that mean? Based on Achor L'Maseh V'Reishis, he was last in Maseh V'Reishis, that we understand. D'Lo Ivri Ad Mali Shabbosa. That Adam Rishon was created last in the whole Bria, in the whole creation. He was on the sixth day, on Erev Shabbos, he was created last. Eleva Kodom L'Peronius, he was first for Peronius, for something not good. Peronius Tamai, what are we referring to? Elaim Peronius and Nachash, are we talking about the Klala that Adam Chava and the Nachash got for eating from the Eitz Hadas? So he was saying he was first for that. V'atanya, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Eimer, Begadula, when we're talking about Gadula, Meschilim like Gadol. With a Klala, when we give a Klala to someone, Meschilim like Cotton. We start from the cotton. What's the right? Begadula, Meschilim like Gadol, Chsiv, Vaidav, Moshe, Aaron, Vel Ozra, Vel Osam, Vel Osam, Kechu. It says in the Pasuk that Moshe spoke to Aaron, then Elazar, then Osam. We see you start by Gadula with the Gadol. With Klala, Meschilim like Cotton. How do you see? Betchil v'skal nachash, b'sayf v'skal chava. You see, first nachash was in skal, and then chava. B'sayf v'skal adam, then adam. So it can't be kodam l'peronius. Ochel l'masperes kodam peronius can't mean l'gavet a curse of zeh zapecha toich alechem, because that wasn't first, that was last. Hello, it's referring to something else. Peronius the mabel. The peronius the mabel. When Hashem brought down the mabel, the first to get killed with a people. And that teaches us, Bereisha Adam, first the humans, Vahada Behemah, then the Behemoths. So that's Pshat Achor V'Kedem Tzartani, according to this Mandiyama of Zonav, Achor means Achor L'Maseh V'Reishis and Kodem L'Peronius. And according to other Mandiyama, it means Achor V'Kedem Tzartani means Hashem created two faces, the front and the back. More and more cautious. Bishlam the Amar Partzayif, Mandam Partzayif. Bishlam the Mandam holds that Partzayif was created right away. Two faces. Hanuch Sivayitzer Bishnei Yudim. Then we understand why it says two Yudim in Vayitzer. Ela Mandi Amar Zonav, my Vayitzer. What's a two Yudim? Right? Don't tell me it's Yetzer Tov Yetzer Hara. We slugged that off because we saw Behema has Yetzer Tov Yetzer Hara and doesn't say Vayitzer. So what does Vayitzer mean? So the Gemara like Kesher and Pazi. Dom Rosh Hashanah Pazi. Oyloi Mi Yitzri. Oyloi Mi Yitzri. We learned that before. That a person has to worry either about his yotzer or about his yetzahara. That's a two yotz. Bishlam on the Amar Partzov, Hayin Dechsev Zochav in a cave of Bara. That's what the pasuk says. That Hashem created Zochav in a cave. Hashem created Adam. He was created Zochav in a cave of Bara, because at the beginning the Taka were created Zochav in a cave. Just they were attached. But Elamadim Zonov, my Zochav in a cave of Bara. Hashem didn't create Zochav in a cave by the beginning. He first created Zochav later on in the cave. And for the Gemara, the Ravo Rami, Ksiv Zochav Nekeva Barom, Ksiv Kivitzel Mekil Kim Asas Adam. So on one hand, it sounds like Zochav Nekeva, other hand, it sounds like Kivitzel Mekim Asas Adam. Okay, it's that. But Tchil Ol Machshava Livriyas Shnaim. First, Hashem thought he's going to first create the world with Zochav Nekeva. Well, Lubsoiv Lenivra Lechel, Lamais at the end, he only created one, only Adam. So Zochav Nekeva Barom means his first Machshava. David's first machshava was to create them two. Lamaisi saw to create them one. So that's pshat in the pasuk for that mandiyama.
So
Baram
doesn't make sense. So what do you mean Baram? It wasn't Baram. He didn't make two.
No, when Hashem has machshava on something, it's gilu. It's done. So it says Baram. But there's more. The Goyin has to hear exactly what was the pshat in the whole thing. And basically, the mahalach is that first Hashem wanted to make a zochon akeva that they'll both be similar. At the end, Hashem decided, no, he wants to be Kenegdai. It's better for the Bria that it should be Kenegdai. But Avada, it's still Zochav Nekeva Barom, that really the Shlemus is that they should be back to Zochav Nekeva Barom. It should be the same. But it's to start off connected and then be zeicher to be one. It's the gufay. The zeicher, if they had right shalom bayis, they'll be one taka at the end. But the goyin has a pshat this ayin shal. Zog the gemara vayta. Bishlom alamad the omer partsuf. Hainu dechsiva yiska basa tachtana. If it's partsuf, so you stand, you cut off like half his body. So then you have to close him back up. Elamad the omer zonov. It's an extra thing that's sticking out. Just cut off the zonov and he's good to go. Ma yiska basa tachtana. What do you have to close the basa under it? You have to stitch up the cut. That's all the cut. That's what it was. You cut off the tail. There was a little cut there. You had to close that up. You have to make a binyan because there was nothing there. It was just a tail. You had to build it into Isha. A parts of means that the Gemara is learning. It's a whole goof. Just they were attached. So then, what do you need by even? They just cut them in half, and they have already a person. So what's by even? And for the Gemara, Shimon ben Manasseh, the Doros of Shimon ben Manasseh, my dechsev, what's that in pasuk by even Hashem as atzala? Malamed shekila Hakadosh Baruch Hu lechava, Hakadosh Baruch Hu braided Chava's hair, bevila Adam Rishon. When he brought her to Adam Rishon, he braided her hair. She came a kracha yom kairin lekliyasa binyasa. You see, lashon binyan by braids, because in kracha yom they call braids binyasa. So that's what v'even means. Dava acher, another pshat v'even. Down another terrace to the kasha. She's another pshat v'even. Dava acher v'even. Amar Rav Chista v'amilach lo masita tana v'lamit shebana karis baruch hu lechava. Hashem built Chava kebinyan oitzer. Hashem built a woman like a oitzer. Ma oitzer is a kotzam elamayla. A oitzer on top is narrow, v'rochav amata, and lower down it's wider. Lekabos a peiris, because that's the way it can hold the peiris. But if it wasn't like that, it would topple over. Af isha kotzaram elamayla, on top she's narrow, v'rochav amata, on the bottom she's wider. Lekabos a vlad, in order to be able to have a vlad. That's loshen va'even. But it's not that it has no teres l'kasha. No, yeah, but he was built already. The kasha was built already. What was the kasha? the kasha was that she built already. She was built already. What are you answering? Even it's not a pshat of even. It's not really answering the kasha. So the Gemara, if there wouldn't be a kasha, if you were stealing, it wouldn't be a kasha. So the Gemara it says v'aviyehal adam. The Gemara is just asking now, just the other psukim here. Not we'll finish with that mahalach here. Look, we'll come back to that maybe. V'aviyehal adam. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar. What does it mean by Vihal Adam? Melamed Shnasa Karz Baruch Hu Shushvin LaAdam Arishon. That Karz Baruch Hu became Shushvinin for Adam Arishon. He brought him into the marriage. He walked it down to the chuppah. Mekan Lomda Darach Eretz, Torah Darach Eretz, the Torah teaches of Darach Eretz. Yachsa Godol Im Koton V'Shushvinis V'Yer Eloi. Even an Adam Godol shouldn't be embarrassed, say it doesn't pass for him to be a Shushvinin. And he could even get busy walking down a smaller person to the chuppah. See, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Adam Rishon to the chuppah. Zok the Gemara, Mandi Omar Partzuf. If you learn it's a Partzuf, which means pastures is a whole goof, Heimenau Sagi Resha. Who walked first? Who walked in front? Did the man walk in front or the lady walked in front? Zok the Gemara, Menachem Yitzchak Mestavra the Gavra Sagi Resha. It was the man who walked first. The Tanya went to the Braisa. Lo Yehalech Adam Acheri Isha Bederach. A person is going to walk behind his lady, even if it's his wife. If you see an Ashes Ish on a bridge, you shall cannot start them. Go to the side. And he walks behind a friend of Isha Benar. There's no Chayel Kalan Abba. So I'm going to explain this more a little better. There's two dinim here. One din is that you shouldn't walk behind your own wife. And that's Gnai. That's Gnai. Now it's Hirr. There's another din behind a friend of woman, a foreign lady, a shish, is this problem of her, you shouldn't walk behind them. So din elim chelik ha'aba means you walk behind a friend of Isha Benar, where she picks up her clothing a little bit, elim chelik ha'aba. Incidentally, Tait speaks out, dafka if it happens, ragel b'kach, not one time. If something happens one time, you don't lose the elim ha'aba. So Tait says, l'ragel b'kach. But behind the friend of Isha is a problem of her, behind the only Isha Gnai. What's the biggest riot did? Because the kash is, by Adam and Chava, if they were back to back, so that's like walking behind the Isha. You can't even see the Isha. They look facing the other way. So what does it mean? What's the problem? Teretz is al Gnai. Because al Gnai, nothing to do with looking at them. The one going first should always be the man, not the lady. So it's very Gshmak, if you are explaining, because it's the man who goes first, and not the Isha, it's a part of Gnai.
So
Right, who's work for? Yeah, who's front wards? Yeah, who's like, you know, the old station wagons had, you know, space in the back, and who sits in the back, who's in the front? That was the shayla, you know, who walked in front? That's a gennai for the one walking in front. That's very gesmack the way of explaining it. Okay, Dr. Mora Vaita, Tana Rabbanon. Hamaratza Mois the Isha, Miyodoy Yodak Dayla Stakabo. Let's say someone, you know, has two cashiers, a man and a lady, and that goes to the lady in order, Kaday Lehistakabo. Even though he's one of the biggest tzaddikim ever, like Moshe Rabbeinu, still lo yinakem v'dino shel gehenem. He would not save himself from gehenem. Shenema yad liyad lo yinakem ra, and ra means gehenem. Lo yinakem v'dino shel gehenem. It says yad liyad, which comes to refer to meratz moyis miyad liyad. He would not be saved from ra, which is gehenem. And how do you know Moshe Rabbeinu? Because Moshe Rabbeinu is mekabel Torah miyamina Yisrael Baruch, which is Yad, and that's the remez Yad Yad Linakara. Even someone who's as big as Moshe Rabbeinu will not save himself from Ra, from Gehenim. Amar Nachman, Menoyach, who was Shimshon's father, Am Aratoya. It must have been his Am Arat. Rashi says he didn't learn Mishnayos. Menoyach Am Aratoya. The Chsiv Vayelich Menoyach Achre Ishtoy. It says Menoyach went behind his wife. I now go behind your wife. It's Ganai. He must have been, he didn't learn the Sprice over here. Masklov Nach by Yitzchok, El Miata, Gabe El Kono, the Savayelch El Kono Acher Ishtoi, says in the Pasuk, Vayelch Kono Acher Ishtoi. Remember that Pasuk? There's no Pasuk like that. He says there is no Pasuk like that, Vayelch Kono Acher Ishtoi. And Gabe Elisha, the Savayokam Vayelch Achereho, says Elisha walked behind a lady. How could that be? How can I be Achereho? Mamish can't be. The day for sure, El Kono and Elisha for sure were Sadiqan. Ella, what does it mean? Ella. It can mean acharei devar acharei tzasa. It's not a raya is amaret. Om Rav Ashi, ulamai de ka'amba Rav Nachman Noach amaret hava lefi, like the havamina that Noach was amaret because he walked behind his wife and doesn't mean acharei devar, doesn't mean after her words or after her etza. Then afilu be Rav nami loikara. He didn't even learn chumash. Shneim it says in the pasuk va'tolkam rifka v'nari seha. Went behind Eliezer, not in front of Eliezer. So you see that Eliezer can't go back of it. He didn't even know Chumash. Freit the kasha, freit the masha. The few way we explain, there's a big kasha over here. Menoyach, we're walking behind his wife. Does it say in the Torah you can't walk behind your wife? No. It says Eliezer wouldn't walk behind Rivka. Rivka was the Eishes Ish, Kimavuy in the Gemara, Taisus and Ksubis, that she was the Arusa. So of course you're not walk behind Rivka. She's the Eishes Ish. That you can't do. But who said you can't walk behind your wife? So it wouldn't be a Raya. It won't be a Raya from the Pasuk from here. It's a Mashal, it's Kasha, it's a good Aura. I don't think it says the Targets. Talk to Gemara Vaita. Om Rav Yechanan, Achori Ariv Le'achori Isha. It's better to walk behind a lion and not behind the Isha. But it's better to walk behind the Isha. Achori Isha Le'achori Avodah Zara. Don't walk behind Avodah Zara. Achori Avodah Zara Le'achori Beisik Nesses. It's better to walk behind Avodah Zara than to walk behind Beisik Nesses and not go in. Veshasha Atzibim Espalim. Because it looks like you don't want to daven with them. Veloy Amara and Loy Dori Midi. He's not carrying something. Vidori Midi, less than above, is carrying something. We know that he's doing something else. And therefore, he's not going to go daven now. So it's not a gnai gnai, he's walking by. Lo yamar, like a pischa achrina, there's no other door for the Beis HaMedrash. V'ika pischa achrina, there's no other door to the Beis HaMedrash. Less lambak, who would say he's going into a different door. V'lo yamar, and lo rachav chamar, he's not riding a chamar, a donkey. A rachav chamar is riding a donkey, less lambak. Why? Because he's not going to go daven, because no one's going to watch his chamar for him. V'lo yamar, and that's a problem, lo yamar achtfilin, not wearing tefillin. Manach tefillin is wearing tefillin, less lambak is not a problem. Like the Mishabura says, the reason is because anyone's wearing tefillin, for sure, he's not gonna. He's a big enough, a good enough yid. He's wearing tefillin. He's not gonna skip davening. He must have another reason why he's missing. He's walking by. Amarat, Yetzer Hara doim lezvov yeshiv b'mshtem v'tocha elev. The Yetzer Hara is like a fly sitting between the two openings in the heart. Shenema zvuve maves yavish yebi Hashem rekech. That the zvuvim will make everything spoiled, and that's going to the Yetzer Hara that's in the heart that makes everything not good. The word chatos means like chita, like Rashi explains, and the yetzar is daimta chita. Even if it's a small thing, it still causes so much damage. Tarabon, stay close by Adam. A person has two kidneys. Achas yetzas lotayva. One gives him ideas for good, but achas yetzas lara. The other one gives him the ideas. He's the advisor lara. Umestavra the toiva liyaminai. The right kidney is one that does the good, and the bad one is on the left side. See, the chacham is on the right side, and the ksil is on the left side.